is a Fox News alert. Keeping the lights on, I'm Lisa LaSera. The Senate has enough votes to pass a measure that would keep the government running through next Friday as negotiations on a longer-term spending bill continue. That's after it aligned with the House to pass the annual defense policy bill.
The bill authorizes a 4.6% pay increase for military service members, directs more funding and military aid for Ukraine and Taiwan, and would do away with the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, a provision Republican lawmakers have pushed for. It passed the House in a 350-80 vote last week and heads to President Biden to sign into law just before the year-end deadline.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. An Oregon judge stops a high-capacity magazine ban that voters approve so that its constitutionality can be assessed.
Harney County Judge Robert Rascio, in his ruling, calls it only speculation that bans on gun clips that carry large numbers of bullets increase public safety. Gun rights advocates and firearms owners have fought for the injunction. The effort is based on the Oregon state constitution, not the U.S. constitution. Recently, Oregon has seen increases in gun sales and background checks because many feared regulations would slow the gun buying process. Supporters of gun rights say Oregon's law threatens Second Amendment freedoms. Oregonians voted narrowly last month to restrict gun purchases and ban large magazines.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Five Louisiana law enforcement officers have been charged with state crime in the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green. The first charges to emerge in the death that authorities initially blamed on a car crash before body camera video was released that showed white officers beating, using a stun gun, and dragging the black man as he yelled, "I'm scared." Green's death spurred a Justice Department investigation into Louisiana State Police. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Several officials have resigned in the Florida town where dozens of people died in a condo collapse.
There's been a shakeup in Surfside, Florida, the town where 98 people died last year in a beachfront condominium collapse. There was little explanation given for the departures this week of top administrator and town manager Andrew Hyatt, his assistant town manager Jason Green, and police chief Rogelio Torres, who did say in his resignation letter he plans to spend more time with his family. Officials in the enclave just north of Miami Beach putting out a news release saying all departments continue town business as usual. Meanwhile, the federal agency investigating the collapse of the Champlain Tower South hasn't yet released conclusions about the tragedy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A new report on missing and murdered Native Hawaiian girls and women has been released.
The report is the first of its kind and says the average profile of a missing child in Hawaii is 15 years old, female, from the island of Oahu, and Native Hawaiian. It was released this week, done by a task force created last year by the state legislature to look into the scourge of missing and murdered Native Hawaiian women. Among the findings, members of the U.S. military play a role in the sexual exploitation of children in Hawaii. Public data showed that 38% of those arrested for soliciting sex online for law enforcement posing undercover as a 13-year-old were active duty military personnel. The Department of Defense has not issued a statement on the matter. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Oregon's attorney general says Bayer has agreed to pay $698 million and a lawsuit over PCB pollution associated with products made by Monsanto, the agriculture giant it now owns. The settlement amount is the largest environmental damage recovery in Oregon's history. That's according to the state attorney general. The settlement stems from a lawsuit filed by Oregon in 2018. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.